I've got some exciting news to share today. There's a brand new startup called Runlayer that's making waves, and it's completely focused on securing AI agents right inside business environments. It's such a timely topic, don't you think?
Absolutely. And it's tackling a really critical gap. The company was founded by three-time entrepreneur Andrew Berman, who recognized that as companies lean heavily on AI for everything from data analysis to customer service and automation, these agents are quickly becoming prime targets. We're talking about serious risks like cyber attacks, unauthorized access, and full-blown data breaches.
That's exactly why their approach is so refreshing. Runlayer is rolling out specialized security tools that actually let IT teams shield sensitive information without slowing down AI performance. It's a win-win for security and efficiency.
And the market is clearly taking notice. Runlayer just closed an $11 million funding round, backed by major venture capital firms like Felicis and Kosla Ventures, with Keith Rabwa leading the charge at Kosla. That kind of backing doesn't happen without serious industry confidence.
It really does validate how much demand there is for cybersecurity that's built specifically for AI. You can feel the momentum shifting. I'm really impressed by how Runlayer's clear mission, seasoned leadership, and strong investor support are positioning them as a key player in protecting enterprise AI infrastructure.
And that positioning couldn't come at a better time. The key takeaway here is the urgent need for dedicated AI agent security, especially as adoption spikes in high-risk sectors like finance and healthcare. As businesses weave AI deeper into their core operations, frameworks like Runlayer's aren't just nice-to-haves anymore. They're going to become essential pillars of digital transformation and enterprise risk management.
I couldn't agree more. It's going to be fascinating to watch how they shape the future of secure AI deployment. Thanks for diving into this with me.